65 years ago, a museum opened in El Paso on Montana Avenue. We now know it as the International Museum of Art. And they are planning an incredible evening. That's the launch, actually, of the Capital Campaign to raise money for something that's very vital in El Paso, a new air conditioning and heating system for this amazing facility. With me are Emmy Castillo, who's the museum manager, and Elvia Hernandez, board member with the International Museum of Art. Welcome, ladies. It's good to see you.
Thank you, Monica.
Hi, Monica. Thank you.
This facility has a tremendous history in El Paso, but before we launch into that, I just want to give you a chance to talk quickly about the nature of this fundraiser. Tell us what you are planning.
This fundraiser is a kickoff to help us raise money for heating and cooling units at the museum. Mm-hmm. The art pieces, antiques, they have a certain temperature that they need to be stored in.
Oh, yes.
When our patrons come to visit and our members, they expect, you know, everything to be refreshing. Being that the building is so old, we do have to update it, and it's going to be a big, some amount of money to raise for that.
Yes, the unit is over 52 years old, I believe. And the importance of it, of course, is just the most important thing in this mm-hmm. museum. And as you know, we also rent it out for weddings and receptions, so we definitely need that.
Yes. So you are bringing in J.R. Martinez. He was the 2011 Dancing with the Stars champion. Tell us the when and the where.
Well, more importantly, he's also an Iraqi war hero.
Absolutely.
Mrs. Miller, the chairman of the board, called his agent when he found out about El Paso had Fort Bliss, he was thrilled to death to say, yes, I will be here. He goes around the country, you know, making inspirational speeches and concentrates a lot on cities that have military bases on them.
So he's coming on Friday, August the 17th,
yes,
at 6:30 p.m. The event will be at the Camino Real Hotel.
Yes.
How much is it that you need to raise, and do you think this event will do it?
No, we're going to have a lot of events after this year because it's a little over $300,000 we have to raise. But you know what? I've always known the El Paso community to be so generous mm-hmm. and caring. And, of course, with this beautiful building, many of us that went to El Paso High and other high schools that have been around for a long time remember it so well during our high school years. And I think that we will never forget the times that we spent when we went to see that the beautiful exhibits that we had there. Remember, it was the original El Paso Museum of Art. And now we call it the Grand Dam on Montana Avenue.
Yes, give us a little rundown on the history of the museum, how it was established, and its evolution to the current time.
The house was built by Senator William Turney and Mrs. Eva Turney in 1903. He was a big cattleman from Texas, from East Texas, and moved mm-hmm. to El Paso. Mrs. Turney became a widow in the 1930s, and when she passed away, she moved into the Camino Real. They had no children, but during their time here in El Paso, the house was used for many grand events, galas, mm-hmm. the personas and the people from El Paso that...
It was a party house.
Yes.
It was a party house. And like I said, not having any children, I guess they figured it was too much house to just let it go. So they would really have a lot of parties there. During World War One, actually, mm-hmm. They used to do bandages. The Red Cross and volunteers would make bandages for England.
It was Bundles,
Bundles
for Britain,
Bundle for Britain,
I think, was
yes,
the name
Bundles
of the program.
Britain.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So the history of this home is just unbelievable. And it's a Trost building, you know. So
oh, yes.
Just
yeah,
gorgeous.
Trost and Trost structures here in El Paso, we have a wealth
yes.
of
yes.
architectural provenance in their buildings alone.
Yes.
So when Mr. Turney died and Mrs. Turney moved into the Camino Real Hotel, she left the building too?
She willed it to the city for it to be used as a museum for the city of El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
it was our original
yes.
uh-huh. first museum here in El Paso.
And now a big change took place when the Kress collection was going to be made available to various museums in the country. Do you have the backstory on
yes,
that?
Yes. The Kress stores were kind of like what the Sam's stores are now. They mm-hmm. were like the big national stores all over the U.S. And when he passed away, he wanted his collection to go to the cities who actually made the most sales. And El Paso was one of them that was able to receive some of that, of his private collection. Being that Mrs. Turney had the home and they wanted to start the museum, this was the, you know, the actual first pieces that it was, you know, made into a museum for El Paso.
You know, Monica, they had to even add to the museum.
Yes.
The
yes.
two wings on either side, wing on either side, because the Crest collection was so huge.
And it demanded, I believe, climate control exactly. and humidity
exactly.
control
yes.
that was beyond the capacity of the original structure. So those two big wings on mm-hmm. one on either end,
right.
I remember when they added those.
Yes, they used to be the carriage where the carriages were in those days.
Yes, uh-huh. yes, they were certainly not mm-hmm. there, and they now flank the magnolia trees that are
yes,
still out in
still
front
there.
Of the building. What are some of the atmospheric or design qualities of this structure? I can't believe anyone lives in El Paso, has been here for any period of time visiting, and has not stepped into this building. But just give us a temptation.
Well, when you walk into this building, the first thing I see is the staircase.
Yes.
And the stained glass window that's at the top of the staircase, it mm-hmm. just takes your breath away. It's beautiful, beautiful.
Would you recap for those who might not know the story of at what point the museum that is now downtown and what used to be the bus station came to be the El Paso, the city's Museum of Art, and what became the International Museum of Art on Montana? Could you explain that for us?
When they did open up the El Paso Museum of Art downtown in the old bus depot, the building was vacant for several years.
Mm-hmm.
It did belong to the city. In 2000, the International Association for the Visual Arts, which used to run the El Paso Museum of Art, mm-hmm. Said this building cannot be left undone. I mean, it cannot be empty. It cannot be turned into offices. They would never allow that. So they got together, but they went up and presented to the city council that they wanted to take mm-hmm. it and use it as a community museum. They were very convincing, so I happened to sit on city council at the time, which I felt honored to be able to help them get this museum. It is now leased to them for mm-hmm. 30 years for $1 a year.
The association assumes all expenses, obviously.
Unfortunately, yes.
yes.
That's the need for the fundraisers.
That's
yes.
the need, exactly. Yes. But this association, Monica, has worked for years now, 12 years now.
Mm-hmm.
on raising money and putting in money and time of their own.
Oh, yes.
And to keeping this as beautiful as it is.
Well, you have a lot of volunteers involved in this effort. For,
yes.
again, give me an idea of the size of the paid staff for the museum.
We're 5 staff members, and everyone else there is a volunteer, basically.
Part-time.
5 part-time staff members, and
yes.
that includes yourself as museum manager.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
so this is a fairly small, bare-bones nonprofit,
yes.
which is typical of many arts agencies.
Yes.
And give me an idea of the scope of I know you have Kermazar, for example.
Yes.
That's your annual arts and crafts show, incredibly popular and well-received in El Paso.
Yes.
You established the Artists Hall of Fame starting
Dinner,
in 1994,
yes.
I believe. Mm-hmm. So that's a great service to the community
yes,
to give
is.
Artists a stage for recognition.
Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit more about the programs.
We also work with the schools, you know, to, the many tours that children go through mm-hmm. year in and year out. And that's another thing that we have to raise money for. Because the school stopped paying for the buses. So we had to raise
yes.
the money to pay for the buses to transport the children.
Yeah.
But Monica, the satisfaction of those kids when their eyes open up and their hearts are just incredibly excited about seeing this monument and all the exhibits that are there.
Tell
the
me
revolution.
About those exhibits.
My favorite is a revolution, and it's got all the story, the history of Mexico and the Mexican Revolution and Pancho Villa and all the beautiful furnishings that the staff has been able to put together, beautiful paintings, the history of Pancho Villa.
What are some of the other exhibits that we have?
Well, we have the African Gallery, mm-hmm. the Western Collection. We have 2 very large changing galleries, which help support our local and our regional artists by giving them a chance
yes.
to exhibit their works as well for about 2 months. We try to do at least 6 mm-hmm. shows for local and regional artists.
This museum has grown and evolved and survived, basically, which is extremely important. So yes. This fundraiser that you have coming up again on Friday, August the 17th, it's at 6:30 p.m. at the Camino Real Hotel. How much are the tickets?
It's $100 per person because, you know, it is a fundraiser.
Absolutely.
And we're trying to make some money for, as we said, to replace our air conditioner. The most beautiful thing is that the message that J.R. Martinez has for us.
Yes.
It's very inspiring.
Yes, he has become a professional in this area. And he actually, in the burn unit, I believe, when he had burns to more than 40% of his body from an IED explosion when he was driving the Humvee in Iraq, he found that he could inspire the other burn patients to come out of the initial horror and depression of their own burns. Mm-hmm. And this inspired him to go out and do what he is now doing so very, very well.
Yes.
Oh, and then there's that Dancing with the Stars thing that
everybody
made him rather popular. So
yes.
So this is, I wish you all the best in making a good haul on this one and getting your campaign started. My guests today, Emmy Castillo, she's the museum manager, and Elvia Hernandez, who is a board member with the International Museum of Art on Montana Avenue, a beautiful, beautiful old building at 1211 Montana Avenue. And you will be the richer for it anytime you can visit the facility.
Yes.
To get more information, you can call 543-6747 or go to internationalmuseumofart.net.
Monica, one very important thing is the museum receives no funds from any other source.
Excellent point. Excellent point. So we're counting on you to take in an evening with J.R. Martinez on August 17th. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Monica.